how likely will this week be the week the market sells into the reality of Harris versus Trump for the White House?
That's a great question, because up until this point, the reality had been that it looked like it was going to be a Trump victory. And, you know, now that it looks like the race is much closer with Harrison, I'm not sure whether they'll have it figured out this week. Both candidates have some economic platform ideas that may go counter to what the markets want. But I think we're going to have to see as the coming weeks progress, and especially after the Democratic convention in a few weeks, because that's usually when there's a bump and we might even get a better sense on what Harris's economic agenda is going to be and how that may affect the markets.
How has the chaotic last month in politics affected the market?
I think, you know, it's interesting, not a lot. What's really affected the markets, it seems like, is the sell-off from the tech industry. I think for a while that has been probably overvalued by most metrics that value these things. And there's been some movement where it looks like inflation is under control, GDP is good, the Fed is indicating they're going to lower interest rates. And I think people, from what I understand, have been unwinding their investments in the tech stocks and moving them into smaller company stocks that benefit from lower interest rates. So what we're seeing is some movement more affected by what the Fed may do than by what the politics of the day are.
Realistically, how much do political campaigns play a role in whether investors buy or sell and affecting the stock market?
What I tell clients, and this is based on decades of data. In fact, I've got a graph that goes back to 1926 and Calvin Coolidge, and it shows every president. And it shows the market going up over those periods. Obviously, during Calvin Coolidge and early Hoover, we had the Great Depression. The markets went down. But since that point, almost every presidential period, whether it was a Democrat or Republican, had showed a positive market increase. And really, in the last 20 years, the only one that had a decrease was George W. Bush, and the market was going up during this period until the great financial crisis, when it took a dip down in 2008 in that election year. And his tenure ended with a negative market over his period. But for the most part, we tell clients not to worry about whether it'll be a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, because over time, it really hasn't made a difference. The markets tend to go up, and if you're holding stocks for the long run, you shouldn't be affected by or be worried by what the market's going to do in the short term if there's an adjustment with a new president.
Anything else I've left out of you care to add, Mike?
No, I think, I would say, you know, just keep an eye on things. As I said in my previous comments, I'm not overly worried about either candidate becoming president. The markets look good right now. Interest rates are trending in the right direction. The economy is still doing well. There's some economic policies that are on the table that, frankly, are inflationary on both sides. So it'll be interesting to see how these get flushed out in the coming weeks. I think some of the tariff and the deportation things on the Republican side can be inflationary, and then on the Democratic side, some of the things they want to do with letting the tax cuts sunset and go back up, and some things around capital gains taxes could be inflationary. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how that flushes out, but the markets don't seem to be too upset about either right now.